Lietuvos balsai – tai Lietuvoje parengtas Simon Ripal-Urie ir Akvilės Kabašinskaitės laidų ciklas. Laido sukurtas radijos stočiai DU, Lietuvos sezono Prancūzijoje 1924 metais proga. Lietuvos balsai – est un cycle d'émission réalisé en Lituanie par Simon Ripal-Urie en collaboration avec Akvilė Kabašinskaitė, pour DU, dans le cadre de la saison de la Lituanie en France 2024. Lietuvos balsai. Trečias epizodas. Epizod 3. Gailė Griciūtė.
Do you have LP players?
Yeah.
Do you have?
Merci.
I remember. I have some pipes. If I can get to them. But these are the pipes that we were using for organ instrument making. Well, some of them are left unused. So it's different sounds from the that we're using in that piece.
There are a few instruments. There is a guitar.
That's an accordion. That's the guitar for my son.
Okay.
<That's> I don't want to play it tonight, but I don't want to embarrass it. But for some of the pieces, I use this accordion for long sounds. I can play for you an excerpt from LP that I released recently called Dark Elastic Liquid. It's for prepared piano and reel-to-reel tape player and radio frequencies and vocals. And it was recorded at Otto Cafe in London. Let me see, how can I find it now? Only one speaker now. Let's connect the other two. I do PhD right now in Art Academy, and my research topic is sound as a practice of otherness. And while researching this topic, I came to this sentence by French, actually, biologist Jean-Baptiste Lamarck, who in the 18th century described sound as essentially dark elastic liquid that is cold and very flexible and able to penetrate through any bodies of any consistency. I started to think about these properties of liquidity in the sound, and I realized that in sound the things that interest me the most is this ability of sound to always adapt in space and to be extremely humble in the sense that it has to give itself away completely in order to be perceived, because it enters your body through its physicality, but then it goes through so many different stages. And in the end, when it finally becomes neurosignal and reaches our brain, we interpret it depending on our education, on cultural background, and these processes interest me a lot. Also, sound's ability to resonate, to always interconnect. This sort of metaphorical lens to look at this liquid property in sound and to see how it interacts with all the outside and inside worlds. We are in cultural complex Sodas du Vienas du Trys in the center of Vilnius, and it's a cultural complex for artists and artist organizations. So many people have studios here, but also there's a gallery, a concert space, and a lot of community and open events for the outside world. And me and my partner, we have a studio here where you are right now. It's 42 square meters. And when we got the studio, the place was still abandoned, and we could see that it's going to take a lot of effort to make it for ourselves a space where we can work. But the fact that convinced me the most to take upon this journey was the view through the windows. So one wall is completely transparent, and I can see sky and trees and hear airplanes like the one right now. And it's very, I feel bright and uplifting in that sense. Even they are very old, the windows, and crappy, as you can see, so it's quite cold in the winter. And every year I add there more and more isolating material and tape, and they are more and more falling apart. So let's see where this will take us. But in summer it's nice, maybe even a little bit too warm sometimes.
Maybe. Wait, maybe I can find this resonance. Oh, here. You can hear how sound is bouncing from the ceiling to the...
So we have a couple of speakers here, and we work a lot with the headphones, of course, and I work with vocals, so very often we connect microphones here, and also I'm a big lover of tapes, and this is my reel-to-reel that I always use. This one, but it's not connected right now, so I cannot demonstrate it to you.
Can you describe maybe your usual day, how you work here, when you arrive?
Well, I actually myself don't have that sort of studio or office routine where I would have strict working hours and would work on particular sounds, because it really depends on the project. But I don't know, maybe I can talk about the project that I'm working right now.
Exactly.
It's for Kona City Museum, and I was invited to do a solo show there, which I'm going to do with my artistic duo called Eye Gymnastics. So with Victoria Damerel on the topic of communities making sound together and attempting to be closer to one another. There will be an installation in Kona's museum, and that's why you can see benches here, and we are preparing different textiles to cover them. So almost for a year I was traveling in Kona's and recording in Kona's Philharmonic Hall, musical theater, amateur vocal ensembles, and also Kona's deaf community. So it was important for us to listen to deaf people as much as possible and understand their experience and perception of sound. And we have one artist that is consulting us, Paulius Jurjonas, and together with him we are preparing to make one bench vibrating with the help of low frequencies, and the one that you, Akvila, are sitting on is the one that will have a special transducer that will enable low frequencies to resonate and be felt through your body. Yeah, so maybe I will play for you a song which is called Eye Gymnastics. So me and Victoria, we are interested in this subtle guidance through voice that you can find in different forms, such as, for example, eye gymnastics, where a certain kind of person is inviting you to do certain kind of gestures. But also these forms, such as eye gymnastics or body scan or different kind of incantations, it requires slower pace. And when you speak slower with a calm voice, because of the extension of the vowels, there are these inherent melodies that are there. And then we like to exaggerate it just a little bit by extending the vowels or introducing particular kind of repetition. And with that, we try to create a certain state of mind, and also, as I said, to introduce the possibility of guidance in that way to interact with the audience.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and no more. So let us begin. Your head is stable, eyes without glasses. Look in front of yourself, blink lightly and quickly. Lightly and quickly. Yes, a bit more. Now, look up and down. Following the snake in front of your eyes. Start from down left and go up and down. Up and down to the right, then start from the right. And go up and down to the left. Up and down to the left. Now, warm up your palms and put put it on your eyes, so that there is no light when your eyes are open. Now, shake your head strongly and imagine yourself saying no. Now, shake your head strongly and imagine yourself saying yes. The exercises we're going to practice today should not be done more than 3 times a day. The exercises we're going to practice today should not be done more than 3 times a day. The exercises we're going to practice today should not be done.